He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowed update after the Chiefs' 33-3 win over the San Diego Chargers. Once 1-5, now back to 500 at 5-5. An injury update: DeAnthony Thomas will be undergoing concussion protocol this week. Dee Ford is dealing with that back injury he suffered in the pregame. He'll have an MRI on that. And the other one to monitor is Sharkandrick West dealing with a hamstring injury. But other than that, Andy Reid spoke this morning.
Yeah, he said there were no injury updates besides those which we got after the game. And based on those injuries, we saw them do a few different things. We saw Spencer Ware get an opportunity with Sharkandrick West going down. He stepped up and had the best game of his career thus far. And it was interesting to see what happened when DeAnthony Thomas went down, what they were going to do with punt returner. I mean, Jeremy Maclin, your number one receiver, go out there and return punts. And Chris Conley went and was returning kicks with Niall Davis inactive. And then with Dee Ford's injury, we saw Desmond Moses step up and get quite a few snaps for the defense, although it didn't seem like Tom Ballali wanted to come out of the game much, which was a good thing, considering he finished with two sacks and was in Philip Rivers' face all day. Actually, with those two sacks, entered the top 50 in the NFL's all-time list with career sacks. Unbelievable day for Tamba.
Really cool. 85 career sacks now for Tamba Hali, and he's sacked Philip Rivers 13 and a half times. That's more than any quarterback in the league. So the guy likes to get to Philip Rivers.
He does, and he's pretty good at it, too. So it's always great to see Tamba playing well. I think the 80-degree weather kind of helped everybody, but Tamba's been a big part of this resurgence. We've heard him talk about it last week, and that the difference of this defense, really, he felt like was not only just communication, but they started spending a lot of time together with each other outside of the practice field, but also started calling defensive meetings after the walkthrough. All the defensive guys would get together, go over the lingo, make sure everybody was on the same page. They started doing that towards the end of that losing streak, and we've seen a difference with this defense, giving up 12 points per game during this winning streak, best in the NFL. They're playing at an elite level right now.
Something to note about Andy Reid's conference call this morning was the play of Eric Berry. Called him a ninja.
He did. The play that he made was early in the second quarter on 2nd and 10. It was a quick pass. It was a screen pass out to Stevie Johnson on the outside. And Eric Berry went, took on the offensive lineman. I believe it was left tackle King Dunlap, like 6'8", over 320 pounds. And Eric Berry went right after him, fought through two blocks, and then made the tackle. Ended up being just a gain of 3 yards. When you go back and watch that play several times, you'll see that Berry doesn't make that play. They're going to pick up a lot of yards down the field. There wasn't a lot of guys impeding that path for Stevie Johnson to get down the field. They ended up settling for the field goal. Could have saved the Chiefs 4 points on that play. It's unbelievable to see what Eric Berry's been doing. It's already going to be one of the best stories of the season. He continues to add impressive chapters week after week with his play.
So now at 5-5, the Chiefs turn their attention to the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills play the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football. If they lose that game, the Chiefs will enter sixth place, which means out of nowhere, the Chiefs are back in playoff position. Very exciting time to be a Chiefs fan.
It's not out of nowhere. We always knew. We always knew it was going to happen. It was only a matter of time before they get back on track. This defense was too good to play the way that they were, and they just had to get things clicking, get everybody on the same page. We've done that. Now we've seen what this defense, we thought they were going to be from the beginning of the season. Now, good thing is it's not too late. AFC playoff picture is wide open. AFC West still pretty wide open, even though the Broncos snuck one out against the Chicago Bears.
Hey, you never know. We'll have you covered at Chiefs.com with all those injury updates. And as these playoff situations begin to develop, we'll have those covered too. He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.